time to welcome in to the studio an old friend of the show. Let's open the door. Here she is, Marge, old swim coach.
George.
I know who she is, but she was not my swim coach.
Hi, non-George.
Hi, Marge.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here and see my old star student, George Dunham.
Well,
the man who almost got us to the Olympics with our swim team.
In high school?
In high school,
high school
that's
teams
right.
don't qualify.
You're the leader of the mermen.
For the Olympics, and I didn't swim in high school.
Yes, you did, and I have to say, George, I'm very excited today.
Why?
Well, because I'm looking at you. Look at this.
I made a mess of myself. No, Marge.
Stop. I'm also excited for the April Fool's Open.
Are you going to be out there?
I'll be out there, George.
Okay.
And I think I should be eligible for the April Fool's Open because I'm closely associated with the ticket.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, I'm not that good at golf.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. I'm not. You want to know what my handicap is?
I don't know. What?
I'm a paraplegic. But I thought that part was obvious.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you're like
also,
an 18 or something.
Also, I played very limited golf.
Okay.
Very limited golf. Okay.
Right.
So can you please let me compete for cash and prizes, George?
Well, I don't think we really have cash
it's
or prizes.
It's the least you can do for someone that you betrayed so severely that you pushed me in front of a train.
George.
I did not push
in a controlling, jealous rage because you saw me talking to another student once on the phone.
That's what? All it took?
No, I would never do something like that.
Also, you owe it to me because you left the swim team to join the golf team. And that destroyed my life, George.
Okay, you weren't coaching, and there was no like big
yes,
moment.
Yes, you did.
Where
you
left
my team to join that golf team so you could be closer to that whore, Harry Bullard.
Okay, that was my golf coach, and don't call him that.
You don't thought he wanted you more than I did.
Coach Bullard,
isn't that true?
He was a nice guy.
That hurt me so bad.
Well, I'm sorry, but I don't remember that.
Almost hurt me as bad as the time you threw me off the roof of the equipment shed for not liking the same flavor ice cream as you did.
Okay,
George. But, you know, there were minor disagreements.
Another made-up story. I don't remember any of that.
Boy, George, I tell you, I sure wish that you would join my team. Let's reform the team.
The team? What team?
The swim team.
Okay.
Let's make a deal. You let me compete in the April Fool's Open, and I'll let you reform the swim team.
No.
That sounds like a good deal.
It's not a good deal.
Remember that funny time when you severed my Achilles with an X-Acto knife in a bizarre April Fool's prank to impress your high school drug dealer?
George!
Okay, a lot wrong with that one.
It was all in good fun. And just to clarify, that was this April Fool's Day. Why your drug dealer as a high schooler as anyone's
yeah,
guess.
I don't know about that.
Shows poor judgment.
Another
if you
made
ask
up
me.
Story
but
is
anyway,
what it is.
Back to the April Fool's Open.
Yes. You're welcome to come out and watch.
Can I please be in it?
How will you get out there?
You're so talented. How will I get out there? It'll take at least 5 charges on the chair. But I won't be too much trouble, George. And I'll follow the 90-degree rule in my chair.
Okay, yeah.
Come on, I got a set of putters from Goodwill.
A set of putters?
Yeah, and I've been refusing to practice so as to be in full compliance with your AFO qualifications.
Yeah, you would be qualified to play in it before.
I really think I'll win for 2 reasons.
Okay, what?
One, because of Ramadan.
What does that have to do with
I'm a rewards member at Ramada, so I'm going to Ramadan. That's what
oh
it is.
God.
Yes,
God.
It's a little bit different than
stretch.
EA's.
Okay.
But I'm a frequent customer there,
okay.
And so I'm going to their convention.
Okay.
And I'll also be wearing golf spikes.
Oh.
So I really think that'll
well,
give me
the
advantage.
Of the field. Yeah.
They really tear up the footholds on the chair.
I was going to say.
That's okay. That's okay. If you won't let me golf for cash and glory, George.
Yeah.
Please let me live in your tool shed.
George,
I'm
you
behind your beautiful manse.
Nice. Don't even
do
have
that.
A
you have
shed.
A manse, George.
Let her live behind your manse.
Please. I could cuddle up next to your industrial bucket of diazinon every night and have
oh,
a good life.
Gosh.
A very good life.
Well, we do need to get you home, but I don't think it's with me.
I'll be out there competing today. I got to leave now, though, because it's quite a way.
Yeah,
okay,
good
there
luck.
She goes.
There goes Mark.
Hope we see her out
Mars
there.
Mars the swim coach.